Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. In this show, it's my intention to assist you in dealing with the passing of a loved one. I also hope that this serves to honor the ones who are no longer physically present in my life. The show comes about because this past week, my wife's aunt made her transition out of her physical body. And while it was expected, it still brings much pain and sorrow. The experience of a loved one's passing, and even the passing of celebrities that we might admire, it's all part of this life experience, and it does not need to remain a painful experience. So today we're talking about the illusion of loss. My Aunt Margaret's transition, as well as the passing of many people that I admire, inspired me to do this show, and I pray that it offers you comfort as well. Along with the passing of my wife's aunt, last week we saw the transition of John McCain. We also had the third anniversary of Dr. Wayne Dyer's passing. And then a couple of weeks before that, we experienced the passing of Aretha Franklin, and then another anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. These difficult events are referred to in many different ways. Some people call it death. Some refer to it as passing. Another common reference is transition. You may use any one of these or something else altogether. So in a moment, we're going to discuss the terminology, and I'll explain a little bit why I use the terminology of passing and transition. While this is more often than not a sad topic, it is one that is forced upon us. It is an experience we do not desire to have come into our life. It is rare that it's ever wished for, and we usually hope to just push it as far off in the future and not have to deal with it at all. Most people find it a horrible thing to deal with, and we do become full of sadness and sorrow and the sense of loss. While most of us had to deal with this experience, some of you may be fortunate enough to not have to have dealt with it yet. Whether you have had many opportunities to experience this or not, I really think that you're going to find benefit from today's show, because we're going to talk about this issue that we all have to face at some point in our life, and we're going to talk about a healthy way to face it. As I mentioned, over the past couple of weeks, the death experience has shown up in my life on several occasions, and just as many of you have experienced it as well. Even though some of these instances were not close family and friends, they're still impactful. Some caused great sadness. Some caused me to reflect on my experience with that person or their work. And all of it brought me into deeper thinking and considerations about many things. And I'm sure that death matters tend to be that for most of you as well. I become more mindful and contemplative during the times around death, and this deeper thinking and consideration, coupled with watching others deal with death in their own way, led me to this talk. Before we get to the feelings around these events, let's talk about that terminology that I mentioned before. Do you consider the loss of a loved one as a death, a passing, a transition? Do you consider it a loss? You know, that last question is usually answered with a yes. However, as we will get to in a moment, it does not have to be a loss at all. For many people, death is considered the end of life, the end of existence. For others that use the terminology passing, this seems a little bit less harsh and carries the meaning of moving on to another experience. Passing also sounds like we're just kind of passing through this life experience. So what does the loss of someone mean to you? For other people, death or passing means a shift from living as a human being to becoming a spiritual being. And for some folks, it simply is the next step into the continuation of an eternal journey. just so you know, I'm one of those who see death as being the next step in the continuation of that internal journey that we're all on. I truly believe that we are beautiful spiritual beings having an amazing human experience. We do not always see ourselves in this way, and that's because our ego does a really good job of telling us our truth lies in the things we get from outside of us. That would be those people who we have lost in this example. Your truth is what lies within. It's not out in the world somewhere. It's what's within. It's your essence. It's your spiritual self. And in my belief, those do not come to an end when someone ceases to exist on this human plane. I'm going to mention spiritual several times during this show, as I do in many shows, and I just want to be sure that you understand that I do not speak of religion or a religious part of you. Spiritual self, to me, is your highest self, your truth, that part of you that is connected to all. It is your unity with a higher power, with God, with universe, with your own highest self. The spiritual self is a person's highest goodness. It is their essence. Okay, so even though we are already spiritual beings, and that is our truth, we still need to awaken to the truth of our essence and release the illusions that our ego presents. Now, for some folks, this truth or realization does not surface until their own death, their own passing from this human experience. Sometimes it takes the death of a loved one for us to consider this truth for ourselves. Some people realize this truth earlier on in life without that nudge of death. We don't have to wait for death to have this awareness, this opening to truth. We can have this realization anytime we choose. So if you're one of those fortunate few who have not experienced death on a very personal level yet, you do not have to wait. You can go ahead and have this spiritual realization now. We can realize it in us, and we can realize it in others, whether they are still with us on this human plane or already transitioned into that continuation of the eternal journey. For me, it was the death of my son that began this journey that led me to open awareness to my essence. Since I do not like the meaning mentioned before, that death, I'm going to begin using the word transition here instead of death. For me, the definition of death does not fit what happens when our body ceases to operate. Our truth, our spiritual self, does not cease to exist. For the rest of the show, like I said, I'm going to refer to transition. So if you use something else, please insert it where I say transition. My reasons for this preference are found in the definition of transition. Transition is a movement, passage, or change from one position, state, stage, subject, concept, etc., to another. It is a going across. Whatever your beliefs on the subject may be, the end of existence, the shift from human being to spiritual being, or the spiritual being moving from one dimension to another, whatever you believe here, there is a similarity in them all. And that similarity is the feeling of loss. Earlier, I mentioned the anniversary of the transition of an incredible teacher, author, speaker, and light, Dr. Wayne Dyer. It is said that he truly looked forward to this new step along his journey, that he was ready to move on, and that he felt he lived a full life, not just in the amount of time he spent in this human form, but in the accomplishments he achieved, the learning he embraced, the teachings that he shared with the world. Dr. Dyer saw the world through eyes of love and served the world as a wonderful self-growth guru, spiritual teacher, whatever you want to classify him. People who knew him personally spoke of the love that he sent out into the world and to everyone he met. They spoke of his kindness and his peace. They talked of how he lived fully the teachings he shared. It is no wonder that his transition caused, and probably still does cause, a feeling of loss with the people around him and the self-growth spiritual communities as well. A few weeks ago, we witnessed the transition of Aretha Franklin, who touched so many of us with her music. Her words and her voice inspired us and motivated us and moved us. And of course, these are not the only two. Past week, Senator John McCain transitioned, and his work and story positively impacted many people as well. I mentioned Dr. Dyer, Aretha Franklin, John McCain here to further explain what I mean when I say that celebrities and teachers, those who are not part of our immediate family or circle of friends, still have an impact on us when they transition. Some we never meet, yet we still feel that impact. We still feel that illusion of loss. Just as many of you, I have experienced more than a few friends' transitions, as well as the transitions of people that I admire in this life experience. For most of us, the toughest of all are the family members. And for me, the top of the list, of course, is my son's transition. If you're like me, each one is different, yet similar in certain ways. You would think that the more times we face dealing with people's transitions, the easier it would get. It is not. The reason for that is each relationship is unique in our lives, and that causes each transition to feel different. Yes, they all bring about something similar, and that's that illusion of loss, yet we feel that we are losing something unique with each person. The loss, though, like I said, is an illusion, and I can't say that enough. Loss is an illusion. Certainly, we're going to miss some of the human interaction that we had with those closest to us. For those celebrities that touched our lives, we feel an absence of the gift that they shared. For instance, while I never met Dr. Wayne Dyer in person, the thought of not having any new work from him being published or the realization that I'll never again see a new speech from him saddens me. To think we will never hear a new song from Aretha Franklin or Elvis Presley, that's sad as well. The thought of never seeing my Aunt Margaret smile as she sat at her picture window waiting for the deer to emerge from the field each afternoon is sad. Not seeing my son grow up and experience the life also elevates that feeling of loss. The feeling of loss comes upon us quickly and easily in situations like this. And let me tell you what this feeling is all about. This feeling is our ego telling us that these folks are gone forever, that we're never going to experience them again. Our humanness sees this as the end to existence. It sees it as life as it is over. It's done. Our ego wants to see things as all or nothing. They were here at one time, now they're gone. That's the way our ego looks at all this stuff. We enjoyed what they added to our lives. Now there's a hole where that used to be. According to our egos, the times we spent together, the feelings we had together, the experiences we shared are over. Our ego needs tangible things to prove something as real. For instance, to be happy again, our ego says we must have that human contact again. And since that's not possible, the feeling of loss deepens. Ego refuses to believe that we can simply choose to be happy. If the person is not physically before us, our ego cannot understand the continued relationship available to us, so it tells us all is done. Loss is an illusion. It is an ego-based belief system that simply does not serve us. We want so desperately to have another moment with that person who transitioned, yet our ego tells us it's all done. We want to say one more I love you to that person, but we've convinced ourselves that those words will go unheard. We want to have one more hug with that person, but because the physical body's not here, the ego tells us it's impossible. We do not lose those times we had with that person. They are forever available to us in our memory. And in remembering, we keep that person with us always, so in reality, we can even create new memories as well. I believe we are eternally connected on the spiritual level, and since we are spiritual beings having a human experience, we are all still together. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you never to feel that feeling of loss. You know, at the time of a person's transition, I still feel a sense of loss, even though I've done all of this studying and work and contemplation. This feeling of loss simply comes from a place of fear. These feelings of ending and loss really are all fear-driven feelings, reactions, and beliefs. The fear comes from the change that seems to be forced upon us. Most of us do not like change and find it frightening, even when we know it is for our own good. Not to say that a transition is for our own good. Sometimes it is. No matter what our beliefs around transition, we are moving into an unknown. We're forced to face and unknown, so fear arrives, looking very much like loss. Transition is a change that challenges us to consider things we must accept in faith. Your belief system concerning transition, death, or passing may help with your overall acceptance and perception of the transition. However, the fact that this change is happening creates a sense of fear. If you believe that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience, it may not be as sad of an event for, say, someone who doesn't believe that, someone who just believes that it's the end. No matter what you believe, you still carry that person in your heart. It is still a change that you, in how you perceive them, how you interact with them, how you move through your day, but they're still with you in your heart. It's that change that causes the fears, that change that causes that feeling of loss. So how do we move beyond this illusion of loss and into truth? First of all, do not try to avoid the feelings of sadness, anger, emptiness. Don't try to avoid them until you've had an opportunity to really feel them. Avoidance is simply another illusion. Those feelings are real, and they must be moved through, or they will come back in other ways. Moving through these feelings is a way to honor your own experience. It is a way to defeat your own fear of change. It is a way to honor your own need to express. Now, please remember, you do not need to allow these feelings to take control of your life. That's not what I'm saying here. You need not allow them to last for a specific amount of time either. There's no rule book or law stating how long or how much suffering we must go through before the feelings have been taken care of, for lack of a better word. These feelings allow you to recognize the truth of the situation. They allow you to recognize that things truly have changed. When my son died, I was told that crying and sadness were not appropriate at the viewing or the service. I was told to be strong and support my family. I was actually told to man up when I had stepped outside to be alone for a moment during the viewing. At that time, I actually bought into this so-called wisdom and tried to shove all the pain and sadness and emptiness aside and stand up as a man like I was supposed to. The lack of emotional experience came back later with a vengeance in the form of self-sabotage. The more the feelings tried to surface, the more I tried to push them back down with the things that distracted me, and it was just a vicious cycle that I got caught up in. These feelings will come back in a very destructive way if you do not allow them to be felt. Acknowledge them and move through them, not around them as something to be avoided, but through them as something to be experienced. Now, these feelings are real, just as all feelings are real. But are they driven by truth? Are your loved ones really gone? Is death a finality, the end of existence? Is there never another chance to express your love for your loved one? Has all chance to forgive or ask to be forgiven really gone? Is there really the end? Is this really the end of existence for that person and for your relationship with them? These are questions that we have to ask ourselves. And when we look at them from the spiritual self, from our heart, from our essence, we're going to find that all is not lost. Our feelings are driven by a misinterpretation by our ego. That's it. It's very simple. As we spoke of earlier, our ego will tell us they are gone. Talking about the person now. Not true. Our loved one is actually closer than we have ever felt, as they are purely in spirit. They have always been a spiritual being. However, the human you and the human them, coupled with the ego of both of you, created a divide, a separation between your essences that could only be crossed occasionally. Not the physical or human kind of love, but the beautiful essence-filled love that was available in the essence could remove all barriers, all differences, and all negative perceptions. The people who have transitioned have released all of the ego and human barriers. They are fully in essence. They are fully in spirit. Now we can connect with that more easily. Now, this is something for I'm going to speak to men for just a moment, because many men have a really hard time with this because they find themselves missing a friend or a loved one on a level they simply do not understand. They rarely, if ever, allow themselves to feel the truth of the essence connection, that essence love that existed between them and their friends. And not to be fully sexist here, some women do this too. Many women tend to allow that feeling of essence-driven love to be felt more than men do. Men in general have a much harder time allowing that deep level of love to surface for fear that their manhood might be threatened. Because of this, men usually do not know how to deal with the feelings associated with the transition of a loved one or a friend, so they just man up and keep going. The emotional and the spiritual needs go unheeded, and love is stifled, and the connection is covered up, and all this gets bottled up inside, and folks, it will come back with a vengeance. So whether you be a man, a woman, a child, whoever, if you're dealing with these feelings, allow them, step through them, and find that purest of love. Opening to your essence and the essence of your loved ones expands the connection. Your loved one is never any farther away than a breath, a thought, an allowance. Their part of this human barrier is now removed, and they are one with your heart always. A mindful thought or a loving memory of them is all it takes to feel their presence even closer than ever before. When you can experience them from this place of love and essence, you will never again feel the need for forgiveness to that person or from that person. It's done. You are forgiven, and you forgive them beyond anything you ever imagined. The love you wish you had expressed before their transition is already felt by them, deeper than your words or actions could have ever expressed, and they are pure love within your heart. Love that is deeper than you can even realize in this human realm. There is a union between you and your loved ones that cannot be broken, and that perceived loss is merely an illusion. This unity, this connection is very real and absolutely pure and perfectly authentic. In the transition, your relationship with this person is healed, it grows, and it evolves into one greater than anything ever experienced in this physical realm. Embrace the connection, the true relationship that did not go away but grew exponentially with the transition of your loved one. Loss is an illusion. Death is an illusion. Your loved ones live on. You are completely and permanently connected with them. They did not leave you. They did not abandon you. They are with you. You remain with them when you bring them into your memory, when you send a thought of love out to them. We open our connection to those who have transitioned and honor them with our memories. We deepen that connection when we feel them in our hearts. Dr. Wayne Dyer, his transition reminds me that although his physical body is gone, he is not. He lives on through his books, his videos, and his teachings. He lives on in my memory and others. His transition reminds me that he provided a beautiful foundation for people to build upon in their personal growth and spiritual journeys. We honor him and allow his work to continue by building upon the work he shared with us. We do not stop and just let it all die. We pick it up and we continue the journey. My son's transition challenged me to see life differently. As I look at life differently each day, I honor my son. I bring him even closer to me, or should I say, I come even closer to him, because he's as close to me as he can possibly be. His transition allowed me to see that I could have transitioned here on this earth while still in this body. I don't have to wait. Elvis Presley, the music that the man put out, every time I hear a song, I'm reminded of his heart. I'm reminded of the few times that I did get to meet him, and he is forever alive within me. Death is not the end. It is merely a new beginning. Loss is an illusion because in truth, we have gained so much. I saw a post a few days ago on Facebook from a page. I believe the name of that page was A Life Simplified. And it was absolutely beautiful. It kind of fits right here. It had a picture of someone holding a handful of beautifully colored leaves. And the caption read, The trees are about to show us how lovely it is to let things go. When we let things go, when we let go of all of those feelings, those illusions that we have in time of someone's transition, we can see the beauty. We can see the love. In dealing with the transition of a loved one or someone you admire, when we let go of that sadness and sorrow, we can more clearly bring the beauty of our relationship into our knowing. The memories and the feelings come more deeply into our awareness, and we realize just how much love there is between us. We can more easily embrace the fun and enjoyment that we had with them. In the case of someone that you may have needed to forgive, even they can offer those feelings of love. Even though they've already passed, the things that you needed to forgive them for, that was part of their humanness, that is gone. All that is left is pureness, pure heart, pure love. All these reasons that we held them so tightly in our hearts, whether it be a good relationship or a not so good one, all of these reasons, while they still walked this earth, are available to us, and even more deeply, we can release the illusion of loss. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox Facebook group on Facebook. Ask questions there. Begin conversations. I would love to see this group grow and be a platform that we can all use to elevate love and peace in this world. That is our purpose on this planet, is to elevate love, elevate peace. I want you to use this group to empower your journey in life. And in doing so, you may very well shine a light so that others can empower their own journey. Also, visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out how my work may assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth. On the site, you're going to find out more about my books, my personal spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, and much more. So please visit that. Check out the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You're going to find at least one that speaks to your heart. And be sure to share that show and Life's Toolbox with your friends and family. When you do, you are sharing and elevating positive energy throughout this world. In sharing, you create ripples that will carry love and peace throughout the universe. And you are elevating the love and the peace within you. As always, my deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Thanks to Nate in the studio for producing the show today. And until next week and beyond, remember, loss is an illusion. Embrace all of life in this human form and far beyond. Love and peace to you all.